smaller and smaller print to visitors, but it's becoming increasingly clear that people are insensitive to the beauty of this infinite world within a defined plane. Most people simply don't understand what it's about. This is ever more sad to me because I'm working on the next version, which is meant to far exceed the first. Although, in theory, the infinitely small in size and infinitely large in number is reached in the center, this work only partially satisfies. It remains a fragment, because outwards the pattern is arbitrarily limited. However, my great enthusiasm for these kinds of depictions and my fixation on my investigations might eventually lead me to a satisfying discovery. I found an image by the Canadian mathematician Coxeter that will probably help me.
One way to